Yeah, it is. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, it's there's nothing that really is going to surprise us about South America's production, whether it's the size, huge size of Brazil's crop or the small size of Argentina's crop at this point. They are what they are. We know that the discount and the advantage is in Brazil for shipping corn and soybeans for exports. Argentina is going to be an importer this year just to meet demand needs. The biggest thing that we're watching right now is we've kind of shifted our focus from South America and their production numbers to our own production numbers. And we look in our backyard and we see there were some rains that came across Nebraska and Iowa over the weekend, but Illinois is still very dry. And I know a lot of people in across the Midwest are going to say, oh, well, boo-hoo. But when it's your second largest producer, that's where you can see some of these numbers come through and see the markets respond the way they are. We're backing off a little bit from the gap higher on Monday night after the Juneteenth holiday, and a lot of that is more macro-based than what's actually happening with the weather situation.